is the Next Level Loan Officers podcast. To learn more about Next Level Loan Officers, go to becomenl.com.
Hey everybody, it's your boy Sean Zamenhof coming to you with this edition of your Next Level Loan Officers podcast, the number one podcast for loan officers by loan officers anywhere in these great lands. So let's roll, guys. We have been talking to you in this podcast series of our 5-4-3-2-1 ATM strategy for those of you living under a rock. Or maybe you just tuned in for the first time. Our ATMs, actions that matter, proactive sales efforts in your business that move the needle and make an impact in what you do in your bottom line and help you grow your business. They're sustainable. They're things that you can do over and over again and that you can test over time to make sure that you are doing proactive activities. So just a quick recap on the 5-4-3-2-1. We're gonna focus on number two today, which is two social posts. But let's just give a quick recap. So five social interactions, four network engagements, three conversations, two social posts, and one face-to-face meeting. Now the face-to-face meeting episode is gonna be coming out next week, but let's focus on the two social posts per day. Now, one of these social posts is a video. Let me just say that one more time. One of these social posts is a video. One of these social posts is a video. Are we really, really clear on that? So now, when you are making two social posts a day, and one being a video, there has to be thought that goes into this. You cannot just jump on twice a day and be like, all right, I got to do a video and I've got to put something else out there. Just like when you're engaging with people, like you have to have a plan on your engagement. If you're engaging with people every single day, like you have to have a group of people that you're engaging with. You have to continue to move the needle with those people. It can't just be like, ooh, I'm just going to go like this person's post because that's not engagement. So number one, you got to have a plan. What are you trying to accomplish? Trying to get more business? Trying to increase your brand? Are you trying to target consumers? Are you trying to get people to pick up the phone and call you? It's kind of hard to do. Or are you trying to develop relationships with realtors? Are you trying to develop relationships with financial planners? Are you trying to re-engage with past clients? Like what's your plan? What are you trying to do? Because if you're going to strategically, and again, strategically make 10 posts a week, I'm going to give you off Saturday and Sunday if you don't want to do it. But if you're going to engage with five posts and five videos a week, you have to have a plan in place in order to do that. So now it doesn't mean every video that you make has to be about mortgages. It doesn't mean that every single post you make has to be about mortgages. And frankly, if it is, then you're going to get like become white noise for people. So you have to be more than that. Like now most of my reels and things that I do, I make those mortgage specific. But, you know, I do some funny stuff with my kids. My kids just do a bunch of funny stuff. So they allow me for a lot of good posts. Like when my youngest, my 7-year-old last week, asked a woman at the checkout counter, what is wrong with your teeth? And that was kind of polite for how he actually said it. But he was basically like, your teeth are really yucky. And she was a good sport and said, well, this is what happens when you don't brush your teeth. But that made a really good post. And quite honestly, it got a lot more interaction than, hey, here, I've got this loan product for you. Hey, here, I've got this for you. But when I make those kind of posts, when I talk about things that are personal or that are funny or that my kids said, it makes people tune in. So That way, when they're scrolling and looking through stuff, oh, Sean might have something entertaining to say today. And, or man, there might be a funny video of something, some shenanigans that went on at his house with his kids or something that he did. Oh man, he said something about mortgages, and you know what? Maybe they get 20 seconds into it before they realize it's about mortgages and turn it off. But maybe, just maybe, it makes them think, and they're like, ooh, I got a guy, or I need to call him, or something along that way. And so you've got to make sure you don't get muted out. And that's why you need a little bit of leverage of both of these things. They have to know what you do. You need to build trust, which is why you put other things into this cadence, because you want to make sure that they like you, they know you, they trust you, that you're building some kind of rapport with them. Now, let's talk about the specific cadence. This cadence is twice a day. Now, you can go read 18,427 studies that are out there on the interwebs about this is the time of the day you should post, and this is the time of day you should do this, and this is the time of day you should do that. Listen, none of it matters. Now, I wouldn't be going live at like 3 a.m. if you're going to do live with a video. I wouldn't do a lot of posting in the middle of the night. I wouldn't do a lot of posting at 10 p.m., frankly. I like to wake up early and work out, so I'm probably not usually awake, or at least I'm winding myself down and have my phone put away for the evening well before that time. So, but like, whether you do this at 10 a.m, 7 a.m, 2 p.m, 6 p.m, listen, y'all, it don't matter. It just doesn't matter. The whole idea is that you've got to build traction. So one of the things that you have to make sure that you don't measure yourself versus somebody else. Like if you're all of a sudden, man, I just copied this dude or dudette who had a really good post, and man, they got 142 interactions and I got 12. Well, listen, if they post all the time, like their social influence is built up. Facebook, Instagram, wherever you're posting, it rewards those things. It puts it in front of more people because more people interacted. And so you cannot measure yourself against what somebody else is doing. It just doesn't matter. You've got to build this over time. And like, I noticed, like, even for instance today, I had another post. It was a couple weekends ago when I took my kids out for pancakes. And even then I saw, like, today somebody else, you know, gave it a like or a heart or something. Like those things, it'll randomly just throw some old pictures or old things up in front of people. You know, I have reels from 6 months ago, 8 months ago, 10 months ago that I still get an occasional comment on, that somebody will still reach out to me like, hey, like, how, you know, how'd you do this? Or what about that? I recently had a guy from Colorado contact me. I'm in St. Louis, Missouri. And of course I ask everybody when they reach out, and you should too. Hey, how'd you hear about me? They're like, oh, I follow you on social media. I'm like, sweet. I at least have one person following me and liking what I say. And, you know, like for me, my whole thing, like, numbers have come pretty easy to me my whole life. And so I guess I'm kind of in the right field. And the number one thing that, like, I do and talk about, like, dude, I'm the cool nerd. I'm the coolest nerd you'll ever meet. Like, I like numbers. I can usually break them down for people to understand it in a simple manner, but people can tell that I'm enthused about it, and people can tell I'm passionate about it, and people can at least tell that I know what I'm talking about. And so that gives them confidence to reach out to me. So as you're thinking about, like, the things that you're doing and what's going to make the most success for you, that's what you have to think about. Like, what are you passionate about? Like, I love helping people invest. I love showing people how they can put down less money and retire much, much, much richer without doing anything different with their habits and without changing anywhere that they are at. And if I can educate people, and if I can show them those things, and if I can make that happen for them, then they get a glimpse inside of who I am. And that person who doesn't like me, oh well. probably not going to reach out. But those other people who it resonates with, or those other people like, oh man, like that does sound like somebody who I would want to work with for a mortgage. Like sounds like somebody I'd want to have a barbecue with. Like those are the kind of things that I am trying to put into my social media. So like you've got to have a little bit of scripting in place. Now, when I do my videos, I have no scripting. So I'm not talking out of both sides of my mouth here. What I do have is I have ideas of topics I'm going to talk about. So if the whole thing of there isn't a housing crash coming because there is lack of supply of homes, I have quite a few different reels that I've posted over time that talk about this, because it's important, because I'm passionate about it, and because it resonates with my people. So when I'm talking about this quote unquote scripting, you don't have to have the whole plan laid out. You just need to have consistent flow of ideas. So, you know, what I try to do is, if I'm lucky, every couple of weeks of planning, so I'll sit down on a Saturday and bust out 2 weeks. It's usually I'm a week or so ahead when I'm planning this and doing it this way. And so when I'm setting that up, when I'm knocking all of these things out, you know, just think about it. If you sat down with a little bit of strategy right now, think to yourself, answer this question: how long would it take me to come up with some content for the next week? 3 minutes, 10 minutes. The other thing that you need to do is I use OneNote. You can use whatever you would like on your phone. OneNote works for me. I'm a big Microsoft guy. It syncs with everything. I can share it with my team. They can put ideas in there too. I just have a constant flow of ideas that I upload inside of there. So whatever you use, Google Drive, OneNote, but whatever it is that works for you, get that inside of there. Because why my planning only takes a few minutes to do is because I put ideas in there all the time. Ooh, that's a good article. Boom, put that in there. Now let's see, why am I putting an article in for a social post? Oh, because it's a great topic for videos. It's a great topic for a post. Might be something that somebody else resonates with too. So that way, when I'm going and I'm planning, I just pull these things out. Boom, this goes here, need three other pieces. They go here, here, and here. And I have one, because like it's all there in front of me. The other thing that I know from my own personal experience, and I am a human being, and although I'm fairly unique, as most people will tell you, our brains kind of work the same way. Like we have these amazing ideas, and then you go back and you look in your notes. Well, you didn't take any notes. And so you go back and you're like, I'm never going to forget this because it was so brilliant. And then of course you forgot the idea. And now you go to plan your week and I don't have any posts because I don't know what to do. And you've got this roadblock. So definitely keep that ongoing list. Now, remember, listen to this. You have to take the online offline. We talk about this all the time, but you must take the online offline. You can't just put a bunch of content out there, let people comment on it and do nothing with it, and then wonder why you don't have business. Like when there are realtors that comment on your stuff, DM them. Hey, thanks. Notice this about you. You went camping last weekend. Hey, I'm super into camping. I love to hike, love to fish, go mountain biking, take my boys anywhere in the woods that I can get them to go. And it's just cool that you like that too. And then they comment back, and then you comment back, and then before you know it, you got coffee set up and you are forming a relationship. This is why you need to tell people what you like to do. So I've been doing this for 21 years. And early on in my career, like I have suits. They're in my closet. And, you know, occasionally they get dusted off or something. But I used to wear a suit. No ties, but I used to wear a suit every day. It was kind of my thing. And then I'd even go over to clients' houses at night, like at 7 o'clock at night. And, you know, because I did a good job for the loan. They like me during the process. They're like, hey, you should come hang out. You know, they're all casual and everything because, you know, it's 7 o'clock at night and they just invited me over to hang out and I come over wearing a suit. And then they look at me like, you know, what's up, dude? I mean, it's just because I wasn't being me. So you have to make sure that you are you. So again, 2 social posts a day. You got to think about scripting. And when you're thinking about scripting, it's just having OneNote in my instance that you go take down notes and you plan what you're going to do for the day. The other thing with Facebook, if you have a social media influencer account or whatever, a digital creator account, you can schedule posts. So you could go put all your content out in one swoop. So you could record videos throughout the week. You could put posts even as you're thinking about them. Just go be like, ooh, I'm going to go schedule this for this one and this for this one. Like, it's all there at your fingertips. Cadence, it's twice a day. Don't overthink it. It doesn't matter when you do it. You've got to build traction. You put good content out. Facebook will reward you. It will put it in front of other people. Your preparation and all this, again, it just goes back to a little bit of simple planning, having a place where you take notes, having a consistent message, sprinkling in some cool stuff that you do, or at least that you find cool that you will resonate with others that do too. You got to take the online offline. That is where your follow-up comes in. You know, you notice some realtors, even if they're not consistently commenting, they give you some hearts, they give you some likes, go stalk them. Go make comments on their page. Go like their stuff. That's a good way to build that and then continue to grow the relationship from there. If you follow our 5-4-3-2-1 strategy, your business will grow. You will be more proactive. You'll have to hire more people on your team to help you with your business because you will be so focused on doing your actions that matter, things that equate into cha-ching dollars in your pocket, that you will just be able to do those things and have massive success. Hey guys, if you like what you hear, like go over to becomenl.com. Our community membership, it's completely free. You can join our program, Foundations 90. Again, it's completely free. It puts you in your first 90-day season with Next Level so you can continue this conversation with us. We want to give you results in advance so you can see what Next Level is all about. I'm Sean Zalmanoff. This is your Next Level podcast. Friends, Next Level family, appreciate the heck out of every single one of you. Peace out.